Welcome to the Deep Dive. This week, we're digging into some really interesting material, all pulled straight from emailexpert.com.
Yeah, it's like our weekly roundup looking at the latest news and, analysis in the email world.
Exactly. And we've got quite a mix this time. Some playful innovations, some really critical security alerts affecting millions.
And even some positive news on industry collaboration covers a lot of ground.
Okay, let's unpack this week's stories then. First up is something, well, it's definitely thought-provoking, even if it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, a project called SHARP.
Right, SHARP. What's fascinating is how radical it is. It basically questions things like SMTP and IMAP, the foundations of email that haven't really changed much since the 80s.
Wild, isn't it? SHARP stands for Self-Hosted Address Routing Protocol, developed by someone called Output.
And the source material points out it's got this like irreverent streak. It uses JSON over TCP.
Yeah, it gets rid of all those complex old MME headers. And it has built-in anti-spam using Hashcash.
It literally makes spammers prove they did computational work. They pay with CPU cycles to send an email.
Which is kind of clever.
Yeah.
But, it also brings up serious questions. Like, why don't we have practical things like message expiration timers built into standard email? Or those bomb emails that self-destruct? SHARP actually plays with these ideas.
It does. And some purely satirical stuff too, like an IQ-based vocabulary limiter.
Huh. Okay, so clearly not ready for like corporate rollout tomorrow.
No, definitely not. But the real point, the takeaway,
Yeah.
I think it shows that email's fundamental structure isn't set in stone. It could be reinvented. It pushes us to imagine something maybe more dynamic, maybe more secure, by just questioning those old norms. You can even check it out yourself, apparently, at toblade.com.
Interesting. Okay, so from exploring the, let's say, quirky edges of innovation, our sources pull us back to the serious side, security. There's news about a really big data breach from Free Mobile over in France.
Yeah, a major ISP and email provider there. This breach actually happened back in October 2024. Right. But the news now is that the data's been added to Have I Been Pwned, and it affects almost 14 million users.
Wow. And the data exposed is pretty sensitive, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Email addresses, of course, but also names, physical addresses, dates of birth, phone numbers, gender, and for some people, even their IBAN bank account numbers.
Oof. So now that this data is searchable on Have I Been Pwned, what's the big danger, especially for folks with those at free.fr email addresses?
Well, the risk just skyrockets. Attackers now have all this personal info linked to the email address,
Yeah.
so they can craft incredibly targeted phishing emails.
Right. Emails that use your actual address or birthday to seem legitimate. Much harder to spot than generic spam.
Exactly. Much more convincing, much more dangerous.
But Free Mobile is huge in France, so this impacts a lot of people. They say passwords weren't taken, but still.
But having all that other PII out there with the email, it's still a major problem. Have I been detecting? Pound's advice is spot on. Change passwords now, turn on two-factor authentication wherever you can, and just be really vigilant about your accounts.
Good advice. And unfortunately, sticking with massive exposures, there's another alarming report, a huge credential leak, something like 180 million accounts found online.
Yeah, this one is honestly, it's kind of terrifying. A security researcher, Jeremiah Fowler, found this database, 47 gigabytes.
Okay.
And it wasn't from just one company breach. It contained usernames and passwords in plain text.
Wait, plain text as in not encrypted or hashed,
Right.
just the actual passwords.
Exactly. Plain text. For accounts everywhere, Google, Facebook, Netflix, banks, even government sites from loads of different countries. Over 29, I think. The attackers could just use them instantly.
That scale is just staggering. And plain text.
Yeah.
How does that even happen these days? The source suggested info stealer malware.
That seems the most likely culprit. Malware on people's actual computers, just scraping credentials as they type them or from browser.
Right. So if attackers get your email login from a leak like this,
Yeah.
especially if you reuse passwords,
They can potentially hijack loads of other accounts linked to that email just by requesting password resets. It really hammers home how password reuse is such a systemic risk and how vulnerable your own computer, your endpoint, has become.
so what's the defense? What do people need to do?
Well, for users, it's the essentials. MFA, multi-factor authentication everywhere you possibly can. Use a password manager for unique, strong passwords. And change them if you suspect anything.
And for the service providers.
They need to be better at spotting weird logins, obviously, but also really push for passwordless options like passkeys. They're much more resistant to this kind of credential stealing.
Okay, so these huge breaches really underscore the need for better defenses. Which, thankfully, leads us to some more positive news this week. Collaboration in the industry. Green Arrow Email joining Email Expert.
Yeah, as a Charter Enterprise member, it's a good sign. Shows a commitment to strengthening the email community.
Green Arrow, they're known for high-performance email delivery, right?
Exactly. So they bring expertise, especially on deliverability and complex setups. Their partnership helps support efforts to, you know, foster best practices and generally lift industry standards.
And they've already been pretty active, sponsoring events like the Deliverability Summit, sharing what they know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're signed up for future events, too. It's genuinely encouraging when you see industry leaders pooling their knowledge like this, working towards a stronger, safer email ecosystem for all of us.
Absolutely. So let's sort of wrap this up. What does all this mean for you listening?
Well, it really shows that push and pull in email, doesn't it? You've got innovation, like sharp, challenging the old ways.
Yeah, but then you have these persistent, serious threats exploiting the current systems, like those massive breaches.
Right. And alongside that, the industry trying to band together to find solutions, like the Green Arrow partnership shows, email is definitely not standing still.
It's constantly evolving, constantly facing new ideas, and frankly, serious dangers.
From playful experiments to fighting off huge credential leaks, yeah. Never a dull moment.
So maybe here's a final thought to leave you with. Given this constant rise of credential stealing malware, these huge data breaches, how crucial is it that we as users, as professionals, not only get better at our own security practices, but also really support and maybe even participate in these collaborative efforts, the ones trying to understand and fight back against these really complex, evolving risks across the whole industry?